Welcome to The Breaking Point, everybody. My name is Ryan Ruthroff, one of the hosts, and I got my second host right next to me. What is your name?
You know my name. My name is Jackson Ammons.
And we got two guests in the studio today. What are your guys' names?
My name is Jack Kaiser. I'm the sports director here at WHJE.
Samuel Wiederhalf, play-by-play for Carmel Greyhound football.
So professional.
We are. We try to be.
Do you feel good about yourselves? Jackson and I feel bad like that because we don't have a title.
Yeah,
I feel great about myself every single day, Ryan.
But we're not professional at all, so I don't feel that bad. I can't really compare.
Yeah. So, how are you guys today? Jack, I'm going to start with you because Sam's distracted on his phone right now. Come on, Sam, you're live on the air.
Sorry.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking, Ryan. I'm actually tuned in to this broadcast. I'm like, Sam, he's not focusing at all. But today was the last day of school. We're going on to fall break. That starts tomorrow. And I'm really excited going to the Notre Dame USC game this weekend to watch an Irish victory.
Just brag some more.
And I'm really pumped to get this weekend started. I might play some basketball tonight. Who knows? Get some Taco Bell. We'll see.
Wow. It could get wild.
Can we get like any more cool than you are, Jack? Jeez.
Sam, no.
How do you feel about that?
Just going to go home and like sit by himself or something.
Yeah.
Sam, you taking that?
You got it, man. Well, I had a problem with the, Notre Dame going to win. I think, it's going to be a close game, but, USC coming off a fired head coach, it's going to be really tough for them at Notre Dame. But I can't pick against my Trojans, dude. USC beats Notre Dame. That's all I got to say.
I see that sports broadcasting coming at you guys.
Yeah. An absolutely ridiculous proposition you just said there, Sam.
Okay, so are you guys ready? Do you guys know what this week is? Do you know the volume of what this week is?
This is the semifinals for Breaking Feud.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it all week. You know, it's been hyped. This moment's been hyped up all week.
So, let's see. Sam has come all the way. He was in the Sweet 16. He was one of the first people. Jack, on the other hand, had a bye and beat me off. Yep. I'm still a little salty about that, but it's okay. We'll get past it.
That was a valiant effort, Jackson.
It was, because he did beat you. He got the first point, and then you got two in a row. You were looking like you were going to win.
Yeah.
And then Jack somehow came back and won.
He's cool. That's all I can say.
And then then Sam over there is just...
Sam shouldn't even be here right now.
Well, look.
He lost. Okay. But then Ben Miller was very, very stupid and bet it all.
Hey, he was kind. He wanted to have more fun. He didn't want the game to end there.
It's not about fun. It's about winning.
Sam, okay. Is it about winning for you or is it about the fun?
You know, I'm just about that action, boss. I think it's about the winning, man.
Okay. We'll take that.
So we're going to take a quick break right here, but don't go anywhere because we're going to come back for some Breaking Feud Final Four and begin with the first side of that. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, The Breaking Point.
I knew you were going to say that.
Hi, this is Mrs.
This is Try It On by Interpol here on 91.3 WHJE. Get ready for some Breaking Feud coming up right after this. You're listening to The Breaking Point. My name is Jack Sammons. We're about ready for Song of the Week right now. The song chosen by Ryan Ruthroff is Midnight City by M83. Midnight City is a song by a French electronic music band, M83. The track was first released in France on 16th of August. So get ready for that coming up right here. That was in 2011. Yan Gonzalez is quite a name right there. He's the lead singer of the band, so I mean he's pretty good. I've heard a few MA3 songs, and it looks like Jack and Sam are pretty hyped for this. If you have a song request, we will take your song request. That number is
844-4570.
I forgot it. That's I'm gonna be banned from the station. Here it is in Midnight City.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point, and that was a pretty good song, I do say myself, since I chose that.
Yeah, you're so full of yourself.
I kind of am. So are you guys ready for what this show is all about?
I was born ready, Ryan.
I think I am ready, guys.
We now obviously see who's more confident than the other, but absolutely, we're going to move on. In case you don't know, we've had this Breaking Feud going on for about how many weeks? Like four?
Ten.
Jackson, we haven't been in school for 10 weeks.
Yeah. Yes, we have. It's a 9-week quarter.
Let's say six. Yeah, six. It's been a while.
5 or 6 weeks in a row, we've had this tournament.
Definitely not four.
Yeah, a bracket where people have gone up against each other and moved on. We've created a little recap of this. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Yeah, so this is their journey through everything.
Yes. So listen to this right now. It's pretty good.
It's amazing. I'm ready for Breaking Feud. How about you guys?
I am so hyped right now.
Guys,
you have no idea.
That just got me really hyped, guys. I'm really feeling it. The pressure's on.
I'm pretty sure you said that last time, too, and you barely won.
He didn't win. He didn't win. I don't know why he's here.
Okay, that's true.
I'm actually glad he's here so I can pummel you.
Wow.
He's got a lot of confidence, okay? But when it gets down to game time, we'll see who really is the winner here.
We'll see who's really the winner here.
My name is Jack Glazer.
All right. Ready for some Breaking Feud.
Let's go.
But before that, we got to give a little bit of instructions to do here, just in case somebody's listening for the first time. So, Jackson, why don't you go ahead and start doing that for me right now?
I am.
We're going to play some Breaking Feud.
So, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Let's go, guys.
Sam and Jack doing push-ups over here, yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs. I'm deaf now.
Guys, the adrenaline's flowing, okay? I'm ready.
This is the greatest moment of my entire life.
This is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's just go.
All right. So, for the first question, I got to do my thing, though. Hands on the table.
Hands on the table, Jack.
Hands are on the table, sir. Ryan Rudolph.
Yes, sir.
Stop scratching yourself. No.
My nose itched.
Hands on the table.
All right.
Cheater.
First question.
Yes, sir.
Name a country known for its beaches.
Jack.
Mexico.
Mexico was two.
Known for its beaches?
Sam, you got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Sam.
1.
England.
What?
England is not a country. It is a country. Never mind.
No, England's a country, man.
This is ridiculous.
Hold on. Wait, what was...
Just get out of here, Sam.
Number one, USA.
No, my God. I thought that was too obvious.
I thought it was a little obvious, too, so I went with Mexico, because I might be going to Mexico.
I've done, Bahamas.
That's okay, smart, all right? That's
Bahamas
smart.
Was four, yeah. Australia was
Bahamas,
three,
I could've said that.
And Jamaica was five.
Yeah, Bahamas are a country. Yeah. I just think they're sort of like territories, you know?
Wow. Okay, all right, surprising first round.
Surprising?
Okay. Well, it's a little bit harder, all right?
So Jack is up. Okay. 1-0.
I'm
Sam,
a geography major.
No, you're not.
Sure you are.
No, you're not.
Jackson, are you ready?
Let's go. Okay, complete the phrase. Lost in blank. Jack.
Space.
Bam, number one.
This is too easy.
Nice job, Jack. Already up 2-0. Sam, how are you feeling so far?
Yeah, he's got me 2-0.
When I beat you 4-0, I'm not going to give you another chance like Ben Miller did.
I know. I'm aware. I'm playing a different strategy.
I'm playing a different strategy.
It's not working. Go back to your old one.
Okay, look, I had no idea what that last one was, so he just got that. I couldn't do anything about it.
So are you guys ready for the next question?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I guess.
Hands on the table. Name something a child might throw a temper tantrum over. Sam.
Are you kidding?
Go into his room. Go into his or her room.
I'll give him...
That might be four.
Four?
Four.
Okay.
That's not getting their way. You got four. Jack, can you get
Wait. We could also maybe give him three.
I was going to give him three.
What's three?
We can't tell you.
Hey, you're just giving more time for Kaiser to think here, guys.
Kaiser, go. Five.
Losing
four.
A toy.
That was one.
You got to be kidding me.
That's obvious.
Sam.
Three was bedtime, by the way.
Yeah, three was bedtime, so.
Four was not getting their way, so.
I didn't even, I thought about that right away, and I should have gotten the initial call, by the way.
Okay, Sam.
No, I was up. I had my hand up way before.
Yeah, it was a good second.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, guys, this is game point.
This is game point, right?
No, it's not.
It's 3-0.
It's 5-7. 5-7.
No, it's 4. Okay. You can't do that. It's 5-7.
If you ever watch.
It's 4-7. Sorry, it's 4-7.
NBA Finals. All seven game series, it's best of 4 out of 7.
Best of 4.
Okay.
But I would gladly do 5.
No.
Even if he does get 4, you would only get 1 point if you won that one.
Hey. Sam's made 2 comebacks so far.
He has.
So.
You know, one was maybe a little bit illegal, but we're fine.
Maybe. Okay, name a U.S. city that is on the coast.
Jack.
Jack.
San Diego.
San Diego six.
What?
Sam, can you get
Los
1, 2,
Angeles.
5?
Los Angeles.
That's 4.
Los Angeles was 4.
Oh,
good. Nice. All right, that's a point.
San Diego's more on the coast than
that's a point.
LA.
Hey, I lived there, buddy. I know. Okay, I know. All right.
So, Jack, you gave Sam a point there. What's going on right now?
I don't know, man. You know, that was a little bit of a tough question. I think I rushed it. I just need to get my composure and really hammer down this next question. Eliminate the competition.
All right. Harsh words.
Hands on said table. Name something that you might freeze. Sam.
What?
Water. Water right there.
That was me. That was me.
That was Sam. Did you listen to the rules?
That is ridiculous.
You can't argue with Judge Jackson, and he said,
well, it's not my fault when these judges are terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to be disqualified,
I don't even care.
You want to be thrown out? You want to be thrown out?
Okay. So what's the score? 3-2?
3-2. Sam's starting his comeback. The comeback is real. Jackson, do you have the next question for us?
Wait, I have it?
Wait,
it's me?
Wait, hold on. Jack, were you going to say water, like, if you would have got that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It was obvious.
Okay.
I might have the next question, but I think it's getting a little suspenseful. Let's take it to a break.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me? We're doing the next question right after this. Up next is Read My Mind by Killers. And when we come back, we're going to continue to see if Jack goes on and Sam goes down or Sam makes his comeback. You're listening to The Breaking Point.
Stay with us, guys.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point. And that was Read My Mind. You know whose mind I want to read? I want to read Sam's. Sam, we're doing some breaking feud. You're down 2-3. Jack has the match point right now. How are you feeling?
Well, you know, started out really rough. Went down 3-0, and I was feeling bad. You know, I was feeling defeated. I didn't think I had a way out, but I got those two questions. I got a little bit of momentum on my side. You know, from now on, it's just, what do you know? It's all about logic, and, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
And Jack, how are you feeling after those first three wins, but you gave Sam two right after
that? I still feel confident. I really do. The San Diego one, I'll take the blame for that. But the next one I thought was a controversial call, so I just got to move on and forget that question and move on and take home the victory right now.
So are you two ready to finish this for good? Whoever wins this.
Are we going right now? We're doing a question right now?
Yes, we'll move on.
Wow, okay.
To the championship round. And then you will face the winners of Kendall and Emily, who will be on later in the show
to fight it out.
Hands on the table for possibly
on the
last
table.
Time.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Name a band from the 60s that is still popular today. Jack?
Beatles.
Beatles was number one.
Let's go!
Jack has won Breaking Feud on the west side of the bracket.
Oh,
nice job, Jack.
Major air pumps.
That was equivalent to the Jose Bautista bat flip from the Divisional Series Game 5 last night. Oh, my goodness, guys. This feeling is indescribable. Sam, his eyes are down, and that's just a sight to see. I really love to see that from Sam Lederhoff when he's feeling like that because, you know, he doesn't really talk a lot of trash publicly, but secretly, I can really tell that he thought he was going to win. I just wanted to put that down.
Let me take you through my thought process, okay? I didn't get my hand up on the, you know, I didn't get my hand up first, okay? Even if I were to get my hand up first, I was going to go with the Rolling Stones because
they were number two.
Yes, because they are still a band. The Beatles are not a band anymore. I thought that's what the question was directed to.
Name,
I was wrong.
You overthink it. Yes.
I was not first. You know what? I deserve it. I should have lost last week. I lost this week. You know
what? I don't even know why you were.
It was
here.
A good matchup, but you know what? He came out better today, you know, and I just didn't have my usual stuff. I couldn't perform at Sam Lederhoff level that everybody expects me to.
Sorry to fellow radio staff member Addie Yost. I know you were rooting for Sam. He's a sweetie, but I had to put him out of his misery. I really did. I'm sorry, Addie.
At 5'6", he's pretty cute.
Eh.
Oh my gosh.
I call him Grumpy. He looks like Grumpy the Dwarf.
Any comment on that, Sam?
Sorry, Sam.
You know, I have no comment. I don't know how to respond to that.
I love you, Sam. We're great friends and great broadcast partners. I'm just messing with him.
I say you two give a proper handshake. A handshake or hug. Nice battle.
No hug. Handshake.
Nice battle, you two. Sam came all the way. Fought two people before this and then lost to Jack. Jack is still undefeated with fighting two, and now he gets to move on to the next round. Don't go anywhere, though.
Don't go anywhere.
We are going to do... What are we going to do, Jackson? Would you rathers?
Yeah, we got time.
We still got time. We're going to do some would you rathers here with Jack and Sam. Congratulations to Jack. Moving on to the next round. And coming up at about 5:45, we're going to have Kendall and Emily go up against each other to see who moves on and fights Jack. You're listening to The Breaking Point. Welcome back to The Breaking Point. And Jack, you won last time, so I'm going to give you a victory song. What do you want me to play for you?
You're the Best Round by Joe Esposito, Ryan.
This one goes out to you, Sam. Nice song, Jack. I like how you chose that one for Sam.
It's because I'm the best around, Ryan. No one's ever going to take me down.
Wow.
This kid's confidence is just breaking through the roof, guys, and I don't like it.
Well, you lost, so I mean.
Wow. Sam, are you really going to take that? Are you?
I mean, I didn't lose. I lost. Lost.
You did
so,
lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have nothing to say about yourself. Like, no, you have no excuses.
No excuses at all. Look, that was bad performance on my part. Jack showed his A game. I didn't. You know, I came out not looking good in the first half and then went down 3-0. I had a comeback, but, you know, it wasn't me today, guys. It just wasn't me.
I respect that, Sam. I respect that you acknowledge that you didn't have it today. Shake my hand. Shake
yes.
my hand.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
So, Jack, how do you feel going into the next round?
You know, I feel so confident. I'm honestly a little bit more scared of Emily and Kendall than I was of Sam because, you know, they're intimidating. They really are. They're intimidating people, but I'm really glad I got the win.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
This is for you, Sam.
Look, I'm not intimidating, okay?
Sam, it's okay.
Let's just play.
Let it cry.
Let it play.
Taking one down. Sing a sad song just cry to away. Turn it around.
Just cry away.
You tell me don't lie. You work out a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. The camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day.
I didn't realize it was karaoke.
You had a bad day.
TBT guys last year. Anyways, I want to address that intimidating comment.
Anyways,
I would like to address the intimidating comment. I'm not intimidating because I let my action do the work. Today, my action didn't do the work. So
and you're 5'6".
And I'm. And I'm 5'6". So, yeah.
So that will do. Sam, do you have anything you want to complete with that for a minute?
You know what? I wish Jack the best in the finals against either Emily or Kendall. You know, it's going to be a good matchup. Obviously, beating me was a really tough hill that he had to overcome. But
not
you know
at
what?
All.
I think Jack will do well in the finals.
Sam, I would love to see you back here for future games that we have on
but
our
but that's
show.
Not going to happen.
No, that is not going to happen. Yeah.
Guys, okay, I'm the most entertaining person you've ever had on this show, okay?
No, you have to be at least 6 feet tall to enter. To ride this ride,
let's
it's a
go.
Six
let's
balls.
Just do more show jokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we're done with insulting Sam. He already lost. Sam, want to say your final goodbye?
Yeah. You know what? Great time on the show, guys. I won twice. I lost once. Just didn't bring out my A game today, but good show, and it was fun playing the game, boys.
And Jack, you're gonna be back on next week to fight up against Kendall or Emily, whoever wins that match, which is coming up real soon.
Right next!
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, always a pleasure being on the show, Ryan and Jackson. It's great what you guys do here, but I had my A game again, and I'll certainly bring it next week to take home the championship.
Here's Kaiser's strategy. He's going to sweet-talk the judges for the championship. That's what he's doing
right
now.
What are you talking about? Ryan and Jackson made a couple of controversial calls against me. If anything, they don't like me.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But I don't care because I'm gonna take home the victory.
So we're gonna be right back, but after this, it is Kendall versus Emily to see who will win and then who will face Jack. You're listening to The Breaking Point.
So hype. I'm here
for you. Welcome back to The Breaking Point here on 91.3 WHJE. Jack and Sam have left the studio, and we are now going to introduce our brand new two new guests. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your name? Because you just said you're good and you didn't introduce yourself.
Oh, seriously, come on.
Hello, I am Kendall Walter, and beside me is Emily Patton.
Hello, I'm Emily Patton.
Wow. Nice voices.
She could have introduced herself, but...
No, yeah, I'm Emily.
Yeah, it's more fun this way.
Okay.
So, Emily, how are you doing?
I'm doing dandy today. How are you guys?
We're doing it fantastic. It's the final four for Breaking Feud, so this is pretty hype for us right now.
And we already got our first championship, if you guys weren't listening before. Champion, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Runner-up
to the champion.
Yeah, runner-up.
And whoever wins the Breaking Feud tournament gets a crown.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I want a crown.
So you better win
at me next
against
time, Ryan.
Emily. And then you got to win against Jack, too. And Jack,
Jack, you wouldn't look good in a crown, so it's one of us.
Oh, my gosh.
Jack is actually back in the studio. Sorry, Sam. They don't really like leaving, and Jack is going to claim this as his territory now, as he just won.
I claimed it a long time ago.
Jack, you'd look beautiful in a crown. I was just kidding.
He's kind of previewing the contestants.
Scouting.
Scouting, that's right. That's the word he used. Scouting.
Right. So, Jackson, you found a story of the week for us. What
Absolutely.
Is this?
So, story of the week. So, this is a lot more interesting. Kendall didn't like my story.
Than Katy
week
Perry.
Last time. Yeah, Katy Perry. Two Michigan farmers made an unexpected discovery in a wheat field last week, the Ice Age bones of a mammoth.
Okay.
A mammoth.
Wow.
I think mammoths are really
a
cute.
A woolly mammoth that they say was likely slaughtered by ancient humans.
Oh, that's not good.
So they think, so yeah, they found that. And I dropped my phone. They found that in a field.
So we have a little audio clip from CNN here of them bringing up the mammoth. So take a little preview to this right here.
What we found here is a partial skeleton of a woolly mammoth. It was an adult male, probably in its 40s at the time of its death, probably lived between 10,000 and 15,000 years ago.
So what do you guys think about that? 10,000 to 15,000 years ago.
I was not existent at that time.
And as of right now, the University of Michigan, the team that's like discovering it, or like, I'm not discovering it, but
Found it,
unburying it. Yeah, loss of words here. Discovered right now like 20% of the skeleton right now. So they're still digging.
That's actually amazing. Yeah.
And a lot. Like 20% doesn't sound a lot, but that's
it is a lot. Yeah. It is a lot. I mean, if you think about it, it makes me feel weird. If it's been 10,000 to 15,000 years and they still have 20% of the skeleton, that's pretty impressive. I think that's pretty neat. Pretty interesting.
Emily, any comments?
I don't know.
She's
it's
lost
just really,
words.
Really weird.
She's just so much awe
she's
about
so
it.
She's so amazed. Yeah, I don't know what to say about it.
I think it's actually kind of cool.
I mean, it's cool, yeah, but it's just like,
like,
I don't know.
How would you feel if you're just going about your usual day because you're a farmer, so you do pretty much the same thing every day, and all of a sudden you find a mammoth bone?
Obviously not doing the same thing every day.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't think the farmer probably didn't like it. Because now all these University of Michigan people are coming in and just digging up his crops and everything. So unless they paid him a lot of money to do this, he's not going to get a lot of money this month.
Well, at least he found something cool.
Yeah. Hey,
at least
guys,
he made a discovery.
That's one to tell the grandkids. Hey, guys, I discovered a woolly mammoth back in my day.
So that was...
It's their day, too.
I don't know what that voice was, but that's my granddad impression.
Jackson... That was your story. Very good story. I enjoyed that.
I liked that better than Katy Perry.
And in a couple of minutes, about 3 minutes, we're going to do one of Jackson's favorite topics. Not mine.
You love it.
I don't lie. I
don't. You don't like the pressure.
Just tell us the topic.
It's top six at six. And we'll explain more in a little bit. But up first, here is Cigarette Daydreams by Cage the Elephant. You're listening to The Breaking Point on 91.3. Yes, we are back, and we are going to do Jackson's favorite topic.
Oh my gosh, stop acting like you don't like it.
I don't, but I do it anyways just for you, Jackson.
It's pretty intense.
So, what is it?
I gotta act like I'm actually getting out of the bag, but I'm really just crumbling in my hand. Top six favorite songs.
So, what is your top six favorite songs? This is why
it's not in order, right?
Yeah, why not? This is gonna be impossible with songs.
Yeah. So, Kendall, how about you start because you're our guest?
Oh, Lord.
It doesn't have to be in order, just what's one of your favorite songs?
Oh, guys, this is so hard to do.
This is why I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't. Jackson, okay.
I love it.
Lana Del Rey, West Coast.
Okay. Emily.
Okay. Just because I've like loved this kid for like ever, I'm saying Bruno Mars again.
Again.
It is amazing.
Again,
no one like knows it. It's so sad.
I know.
Mine will be "Learn to Fly" by the Foo Fighters.
Learn to Fly. Wow.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with "OK Go." That's a just amazing song. God. That band.
which song?
The song is
I won't.
Sounds like a really good song.
They say my name in that song.
I won't let you down. OK Go.
Fun fact.
It's a fan favorite here.
Kendall, back to you. What's your number two favorite?
Taro by Alt J.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, like that song. That one's been around for a while.
Wait, are you guys right now looking on your phone
to
see what's your favorite song?
Well, there are
so many songs that I listen to
in a day that I can't keep them straight.
You hear that, Jackson? The people have spoken. This is too difficult. I don't
think
like
it, though. It makes you think, you know?
Shh, be quiet. No. I'm trying to ban this.
I'm with him with this one.
Okay, it's over to you.
Trying to ban it? What?
Okay, I'm going to have to say... Oh, God. The 1975 You. It's a slow one, but it's a good one.
Okay. Never heard of it.
It's really good.
I'll take your word for it. Mine will probably be Believe by Mumford & Sons.
Yes.
Right now, I'm pretty obsessed with this one new, brand new band. It has Joe Jonas in it. He's making his comeback. It's called DNCE. And the song is Cake by the Ocean.
Cake by the Ocean.
Cake?
I'm actually really obsessed with that song right now.
Did any of you bring cake?
No.
I'd like
to eat Cake by the Ocean. That sounds pretty fun.
It does not. I mean, you might get a little sand in it, but I mean.
All right, moving on. Over to you, Kendall. Number three.
I'd have to say Be Together by Major Lazer, and it's the Vanek remix. Got to get a little EDM in there.
Okay.
Emily?
Here we go. I don't know if anyone remembers this, but like in like fourth grade, fifth grade, Akon was like my life for a little bit. And I think the song Lonely by Akon, you just listen to it, walk to it in the hallway. It is like the perfect song to walk to. You're like, oh. Yeah, exactly.
Just
it's
like
perfect.
That, Emily? Just
it's
like
exactly.
That? I'm going to go Irresistible by Fall Out Boy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Beyonce. Beyonce.
No.
Beyonce.
They're having a moment over there. Jackson, what's yours?
You guys need to be mad at each other. You guys about to face off. My, what is this, three or four?
Three.
It's The Hills. The Weeknd.
Oh, okay.
I was about it. Nice turn.
My next one would be Sailing by Christopher Cross. Oldie but goodie.
Oldie but goodie.
Okay, so.
Oldie but goodie.
This next song, I'm hearing live soon, and it's Mac Miller's Watching Movies.
Nice. I'm gonna go old and go Turn Up the Radio by Autograph.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I'm gonna go Car Radio by 21 Pilots.
Ooh, okay.
So this is five now for Kendall.
I'm gonna go with Paradise by Coldplay. It's been with me through a lot.
Yeah.
It's been with me through a lot, man. So
it's a good song.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to say, hold on, I just had it and I just lost it. Grace Street by Dave Matthews Band. Good one.
Okay.
No comment.
No comment.
I'm gonna go Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication. Jackson, over to you.
I'm a pop guy, work at pop stations, been in a pop family. I got their little Taylor Swift in there. I'm gonna go Bad Blood.
Gotta get some swizzle in there.
Kendall, final one.
That's not a song, but
I love that song.
Try again, please.
Love it.
Oh my goodness, I don't even know.
Come on.
I'll go with Dream by Imagine Dragons.
Okay, that's a good choice.
Okay, I'm ending mine on a good note with my favorite people, One Direction.
Oh Lord,
we have to. One Direction, Happily. That song
this is
gets
not
me.
Not what I meant by a pop.
Going. No, it's. It's art. It's art.
It gets you going. Okay, Emily. Ugh. All right.
Louis.
Oh, my God. Anyways, Ryan.
Please.
That's not my job to cover off, but.
I'm going to go with Are You Mine by Arctic
Monkeys.
Yes.
I saw that song live. It was amazing.
Yes.
Not
Jackson,
saying.
Your final song?
I don't know. Shoot. It's a song by Flo Rida. I Cry.
Yes. I love that song.
I forget how it goes, but...
I'm not saying it. Yeah, that one.
That one.
So speaking of songs, we're going to go to a couple of them right here before we go into some Breaking Feud to go fight and watch fight Kendall.
Kendall,
and
you ready?
Ryan, what are you saying?
I don't even know.
Are you ready, Kendall?
We're facing off after this next batch of songs. We're going to get our second... Final Four champion, and then next week we'll have the finals. This is
Kendall's
not my show, but you know what, Ryan, just play the music.
I really just want to start like rapping an intro right there, but
please,
I can't.
Don't.
Guess who is back? Sam's back in the studio.
Sam's like nodding. Sam's like making like a no face at me. Like, please, I'm begging you, don't. I might just for you, Sam.
So we're gonna go on to some breaking feud.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite topic. And it is Emily Gobe against
Kendall. I hate it. Let's get it banned.
Did you just call us topics?
Yes. No. Yes, I did.
I'm not a topic. I'm a person.
I agree, Kendall. Let's get this banned.
Kendall, we need to clear off the table.
I know. We need to clear this before, up. This is about to get real.
Before we do that, we're going to do the recap, just in case you just tuned in. It's so people can get caught up.
Isn't it 4 minutes?
It is 4 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
This is your journey throughout the whole thing, Kendall.
You can relive it.
Really?
You should just play that right now so we can get it over with.
It is playing. Just listen to this. It is time for the final match of the final four. Kendall versus Emily.
The suspense is way too
high.
I am
way too into this right now. Like, I feel like this isn't okay.
Okay. Jack beat Sam just a couple of minutes ago, so Jack's moving on.
Come here, Sam. It's okay.
Sam, you're still a fan favorite, trust me. So how are you two feeling about this?
Let's just get started. I'm so ready.
Yes, I agree.
You're ready? We're not going to explain the rules because we've done it multiple times, and if you've been listening, you should know by now.
Seriously. So, it's Family Feud,
what's
guys.
The, what do we need to... Just remind us the score that we have to get. We
okay,
have
best
to get.
Of four.
It's 4 out of 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
hands
so
on the tables.
Okay.
Yep, they're on there.
First four wins.
Yes, first best of four.
Okay.
Goals get the number one answer. You got this.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Hands on the table.
They are there.
Name an animal that starts with the letter D. Emily.
Dog.
You
dog
raise your hand. Gosh. Gosh.
You don't slam it.
I thought you slammed the table.
No, you played this before, Kendall.
I slammed the table when I was with Addy.
No, you no, never you did.
Play the clip. Did she? Did she in the clip?
So Emily's up 1-0.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How did I... Oh my goodness. I feel dumb. Okay.
Okay, right here. Name a popular cartoon animal. That was Emily.
Garfield.
Number four.
Kendall, can you get 1 through 3?
Oh,
5 seconds.
Goodness.
5, 4.
Come on, think three,
simple. 2, 1. Do you have an answer?
Why can I not?
No, you don't.
Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown? No. Number one was Bugs Bunny. 2 was Mickey Mouse. 3 was Scooby-Doo.
Mickey Mouse.
And that's why I've never watched Mickey Mouse, actually. Okay.
Well, you've heard of him.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I was thinking like dog for some reason. Dog and cat.
Okay.
Wow, this is really bad. I feel really
awful. You got Pluto. I mean,
Pluto would have counted it as Mickey Mouse. I would have counted that.
You got Tom.
Okay.
Tom and Jerry.
This is embarrassing. I was like, guys, Tom, can we move on? This is embarrassing. Yes.
Okay, so Emily's up 2-0 already. She just needs to get 2 more points to win. Kendall, how are you feeling?
Oh, gosh.
I'm not feeling very good. I mean, I didn't get a very solid start, but, you know.
Neither did
good.
Sam.
It's all good.
But Sam almost had a comeback there.
It's all good, you know?
So, hands on the table. Name a U.S. First Lady, Emily.
Michelle Obama.
That was number one right there.
What's up?
Kendall is in shock right now. Emily is up.
Are you just looking
three.
At her? Because I could have sworn my hand was up there first.
No, hers is up like a split
oh
second
my
before
gosh.
Yours.
A split second. Kendall, if it helps, Jack was up 3-0.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do this.
Okay.
If Emily wins, I'm going to be
name
totally okay.
Name a popular movie trilogy. That was Kendall.
Harry Potter. Or, nope. No, wait. I meant...
No... Emily for the win. Five,
Hunger Games?
Four. Nope. No.
What?
Kendall.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes, number one.
What?
Yes.
No. That's not right in my book.
Oh, my.
That's my favorite movie trilogy, and I don't know why I said Harry Potter. That's not a trilogy.
All right, let's just swipe left. Let's just keep going. Swipe left. All
right. Are you guys ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Name a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Emily.
Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby was four.
Titanic.
Oh my gosh. Can we like pray real quick?
So this is getting pretty intense, won't you say, Kendall?
I would say this is getting
happy?
Intense. I'm not happy. I'm just like, let's get it going.
So you know what I'm gonna do for you? I think this is really gonna help you. Listen to the station.
You're gonna
play
be,
some music.
We're gonna be right back
what?
After this. Up next is Are You Mine by Arctic
yes.
Monkeys. We are back after that great suspense. Emily and I both wanted, I liked Are You Mine, so I decided to play it. Maybe that wasn't a good decision, because now she is
so
ready.
I'm
just sitting here and I'm like, oh my lord.
No, because during that break, Sam was giving you training.
No, he wasn't giving me training. He was giving me a pep talk. There's a difference.
He's probably not the best person considering he lost, but
he is my support system. So you know what? It's all good.
I would like to point out this is exactly what happened last time. Jack,
yeah, we get it.
Jack,
let's go.
Okay, Emily was up 3-0. Kendall now has 2-0.
No.
2-3. Emily
and,
is winning.
I think Jack won the next
Jack
round.
Jack won that. The last question.
The next round right here. So Emily should win right here.
I'm so nervous right now, but we're going to do it. We're going to win.
Get ready. Hands on the table.
Break the streak, Kendall.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Name a reason why you might close your eyes. Emily.
Emily.
You're trying to fall asleep.
That was the wrong answer. Emily has won.
Oh.
Kendall has fallen.
I lost. I lost. Oh my God, I lost. Oh Lord, I lost.
How are you feeling, Emily?
I'm feeling so good right now. I am.
Emily beat Jack Kaiser.
12.
Emily beat Jack Kaiser.
Oh, I will. I will beat Jack Kaiser, guys. No worries.
Oh my gosh.
Kendall. Stop that applause for you. How do you feel?
I feel defeated. But
yes, you were defeated. But what's going through you're like speechless right now. So what's going through your mind? What?
Sam, you should have trained me better to raise my hand.
You took Sam who lost.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I bet you anything, if you listened to that guitar riff and that song, you would have won.
No, yeah. I think that
I swear it helped.
I think I was at a disadvantage because Ryan didn't play my pep song before.
You're right. Let's do a
do-over.
I'm just kidding.
Not doing a do-over.
I'm completely kidding.
That wasn't fair. She got her little pep song, so I think you were in favor of Emily. But you know what? That's okay because Emily's my friend.
Don't hate
Emily
the player. Hate the game.
Emily's my friend, so I'm very happy for her as long as she beats Jack Kaiser.
Okay, Sam wants me to ask a question. It's not going to count for anything.
Okay, just like if she would have.
Yeah, name a famous Canadian person, Emily.
Justin Bieber.
There you go. See, I told you she would get it.
No, I told you.
I didn't even like as I'm asking that I don't have it pulled up. I don't even know.
I don't know any other Canadian besides him.
I don't know what 2, 3, 4, or 5 was. I just knew number one.
I got right here.
Awesome. Yeah.
2 was Jim Carrey. 3 was Celine Dion. 4 was Wayne Gretzky.
I would have said.
Yeah, I didn't
Dion.
Need to. I knew Emily would just say Justin Bieber. Okay, Sam did, and he told.
Congratulations,
me.
Sam! You got something right.
Sam, you won. Woo! Welcome back to the competition.
So Emily moves on. Kendall has fallen. Tune in.
Actually, I haven't fallen. I'm still sitting in my chair.
Nope,
you've
fallen.
Nope, you've fallen. Trust me, you have fallen.
And we're going to update our bracket right now. So if you want to take a look at that, that's on our Instagram, breaking point, a.k.a. like period. It's pretty like
decimal point.
It's a period.
Yeah.
Decimal point.
It's a breaking
technical
decimal point.
Breaking dot point. 91.3.
But it's not dot point.
It's just
point
dot 91.3. What are you doing, Sam?
Sam, you know
still,
you're not mute.
He's still trying
talk.
To deal with the defeat. It's okay, Sam. I'm here with you.
So, Kendall, just because you lost, I'll play your song
for
you.
Oh, I'll play your song after you lose. It's all good.
Yes. Maybe this will lift your spirits.
It'll make
your
probably
day better.
Not, because this song makes me sad. But you know what? Let's go. No, I'm just kidding.
Hunger of the Pine by Alt J. Welcome back to The Breaking Point here on 91.3. That was Kendall's song, Hunger of the Pine by Alt J. Kendall, how do you feel? That was a little depressing song, in my opinion.
It fit the mood. No, actually, I'm glad that I listened. It made me feel better. I'm really happy that Emily won, honestly.
Good, good.
Because I don't like that pressure.
Nice job being a good opponent. And Sam, you have joined us on air.
How yes, sir.
You were... During that break, while Emily was in her own world listening to Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys, mm-hmm. what were you trying to help Kendall with?
So I was trying to use my experience because I've been down every single round and I've made somewhat of a comeback every single time. So I was trying to use my experience to kind of put it on Kendall and, you know, get her used to the pressure. I was just telling her, you know, we went through some arm exercises like you got to be first. Unfortunately, on that last one, she wasn't first. But, you know, I was just, you know, giving her a lot of confidence, like, you know all these questions. They're in your head, you know. So you just got to be smarter than the judges. And, you know, we had...
Wait,
we only had
Wait. Smarter than the judges.
That's the key to the game, buddy.
It's pretty easy to be smarter than the judges on this show.
Key to the game, buddy.
Just hey!
Wow.
I was right over here.
That was a really good one. You know, you're over there.
But yeah, I was just trying to give her confidence, and, you know, unfortunately, we only had one question to work with, and, you know, Emily was on it, and she did a really good job, but, you know what, tried to build a comeback, just didn't fully get all the way.
So, Emily, we'll face off against Jack Kaiser next week, the victor of Jack versus Sam for the championship and the Breaking Feud crown, but before we give Emily a chance to talk and say something, I have a little song for Kendall right here.
Oh, it's so fitting. It's so fitting. I need this. My life is a music video right now, okay? Just let me have a moment.
We'll let you have your moment. You gonna sing along
now? Turn down the music. Let her sing.
Because you had a bad day. You're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You
steal the show, Sam.
I don't know.
You go for a ride.
Okay, can we stop this now?
I kind of liked it.
This is making my bad day even more bad.
You had a bad day.
Na 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 na.
So that one was for Kendall and Sam. You both were very good.
Very good.
Acts that we had.
You
on.
Both were very.
Yeah, I think
good.
It's well, actually.
Very.
I'm just kidding.
We put up a good fight, but we just fell short.
Especially, I will give credit to Sam.
You fell short. Emily won.
Yes, yeah. I will give credit to Sam, though.
I was talking about me and Sam.
He came back. He played three games and came back for every single one. He did a very nice job. Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
So, Emily, how do you feel going on next week to face the for the championship and the crown of the Breaking Feud tournament?
I feel splendid. I feel delighted. I feel blessed. She's using big words, so you know she's really feeling.
She feels blessed. Like,
yeah, that's
hashtag blessed.
So you feel blessed, but your opponent Jack Kaiser feels like he's gonna dominate you and defeat you 4-0.
That's what he thinks. You know?
He better be careful. The crown might not fit his head.
It's not confirmed. It's not confirmed.
He thought he was gonna beat me 4-0 too. Okay, but comebacks happen.
Hey, yes. I'm just saying he did record and we have it on air. Him saying he's gonna absolutely destroy you, Sam.
Yeah, yes. He didn't destroy him though.
Didn't happen. Though.
Okay, it was.
Didn't happen.
It was close.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it was close.
So yeah. That will do it for the Breaking Point this week. Congratulations to Emily and Jack who are moving on. Jackson, what do you want to say?
Just tune in next week. That's October 22nd, like every Thursday.
5 to 6:30.
We're going to have Emily and Jack face it off. Emily Pat and Jack Kaiser. It's going to be awesome.
Can I say something?
What?
Maybe.
And then you can turn off my mic. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao, wow.
Those nice last words from
Emily.
Can
I say a last word?
What's your last word?
Bye.
I like that
last word. Pretty original. I'm not going to say less. We're going to keep my mic on.
So how do you feel about this week, Jackson?
I felt it went terrific. I mean, Jack and Sam put up a great fight. Emily and Kendall put up a great fight. And now we have our two victors, and they'll be facing off next week.
Tune in next week. And for Emily, I'm going to play the one song that she requested. This is Afraid.
What about me?
You get your song of the week next week. So listen to next week for Jackson's song of the week. This is Afraid by Neighborhood. See you next week, everybody. You're listening to 91.3.
Thanks for tuning in.